Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. As always, you are welcome to participate with this show. No matter where you're listening, no matter how you're listening, you can participate through AOL Instant Messenger. The screen name is ABT Radio Show. That's one word, ABT Radio Show. You could also participate through our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Just tell us who you are, where you're from, and feel free to ask a question. Participate, to send in an idea, a guest contribution. We're a little more selective about guests than we used to be, but still, please send them in. I'm always interested in learning and refining and enhancing my own experience, just as you are looking into doing the same with your own experience. So thank you, everybody who's listening. Thank you for everybody who's sharing this. Remember, every single show we have ever done is available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Today we're talking about birth, death, in between, and after. Oh, this is a great, great topic to talk about, and I'll tell you why. We get so caught up. We get so caught up in all of these things, and we forget to not just be analytical of these things, but instead to be experiencing these things. I want to talk about the experience of birth. I want to talk about the experience of death. I want to talk about the experience of in between and after. I want to talk about all of it. And this today's message is for all of us. But specifically, I want you to hear me now. Specifically, I want you to know that there are many people out there living a dead life. Living a dead life. Let's resurrect these lives today. But first, I want to say hello to the A Better Today community. Keep doing what you're doing. Never, ever forget the power of one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Get up and stop just complaining. Stop just thinking. Stop just guessing. Stop just hoping. Stop just wishing. Do all of those things and then take it a step further and participate. Take action. Participate not only in your dreams, but the dreams of those around you. And when doing so, don't forget that power of one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. I want to get to the show. I want to get this off my chest. I want to get this out of my mind and in through the microphone so you all can think about this. Let's talk about birth, death, in between, and after. Let's start with birth. Oh, we're so familiar. It's the moment you come to life. The moment you come to life, this is what we consider birth, and we find in our society, we find birth as something that's so beautiful, because we attribute it to a baby, and there's few celebrations as grand as when there's a baby born, a baby, something new, and we say, look at this baby, it's got all its life ahead of it, it's got all these opportunities, it's got all this potential, and there's nothing more beautiful than seeing the birth of a baby in our world. But I want to point out something about us as humans that I find fascinating. There are things that we love, and yet we limit them in our lives. We love the idea of birth, the moment something comes to life. We love it, but then we put so many rules on what we think birth is that we limit our lives to a certain few occasions, and that's about it. I want to ask you today, what does birth mean to you? What does coming alive mean to you? Why aren't we putting more of what we love into our lives? Like birth, like renewing, the idea of renewing every day. I'm often asked, Steve, how come you have a funeral for your day every day? Well, I have it so that I can first gather the experiences of the day and give them their funeral. What was good? What was bad? What did I learn? And then I put them to bed. I put them to the grave. And one of the main reasons I do that is not only to gather the information and knowledge of the day, but to allow myself to start fresh tomorrow. So when I wake up, a new day is born. Why do I want to wait for the few times I'm close to somebody or even myself having a baby? Why do I want to limit my life to the beauty, just a few times, a handful of times that you experience beauty? Why would I do that to myself? If I know we as humans love to know that things come to life, why wouldn't I give myself that opportunity every 24 hours? Every day to me is born brand new. I am born brand new. I don't care what you think. I don't care if you see me the same today as you saw me yesterday. That's your limitation, not mine. I don't see me the same. I have a whole new set of opportunities. I have a whole new set of things to be enthusiastic about. Every day is a birth. Every new day is a birth. Every opportunity is the opportunity for birth. How many times do we say, turn over a new leaf on life, it's a new me? What we're talking about is birth. We love it. Why not give yourself more of that throughout your life? And you see something born. It's a beautiful thing to see something born. And we talk about life itself and how we oxygenate, how important it is. You see, one of the things that we talk about a baby coming to life is it comes out of its mother and it takes that first breath. It takes that first breath of oxygen and throughout your life, you will keep taking breaths of oxygen. And what's so interesting about oxygen and our relationship to oxygen is that the oxygen I'm breathing in right now isn't for right now. Right now, my oxygenated blood is being fed by the oxygen I had a little bit ago. So your oxygen's always flowing. And the breath you take right now is actually for a few moments from now. It's not for what you've done. It's not for what you're doing. The oxygen you're taking in is actually for what you're going to do. It is oxygenating your body for your next step. Why am I telling you this boring stuff? Well, because as I look at life and I spend my life and I realize what I'm doing, I'm living my life, and at the same time I'm decoding. I am decoding excellence. I am decoding life. I'm looking for the substance that creates this empowered life of success, the very thing that people have been asking me for years, how do you do this? How do you do this? I'm doing my best to decode it. And one of the things I have learned is just as I take in this breath of oxygen for the next step, we psychologically need that as well. Do you know that your happiness, your life is based on you being enthusiastic about something? That is your oxygen. That is your life's oxygen. Understand this. Understand that this is your life's oxygen. You take in a breath and it oxygenates your next step. In your life, goals are that oxygen. You need to take in a goal to oxygenate your next step. If you don't have goals, if you don't have those dreams, then you're not feeding your need for the next moment. Just like if you don't have oxygen, you're not feeding your need for the next moment. You're going to die. Goals are the same thing. Goals feed your need for the next moment. It keeps you stepping. It keeps you moving. That's what goals do. And if you don't take that breath of goals, we go into the next section that we're talking about, and that's death. Oh, and I'm not talking about a physical death. That's the easy stuff. We all see what that is. I'm talking about the kind of death most people are experiencing. Most of the people who are living a dead life, their life is dead emotionally. It may be dead psychologically. It may be dead spiritually, because you have nothing to look forward to. No oxygen. Look how serious you're all getting right now. This is some real shit. I'm telling you, this is what I'm experiencing and observing as I decode this human experience. We need to breathe in these goals, something to look forward to, something to be enthusiastic about. And if you don't have that, then you start sounding like a person who's living a dead life. Who are the people who are living a dead life? They are the people who are living stagnantly. Nothing's changing. And their verbiage, their language is telling you nothing's changing. They're saying same crap, different day. You're watching them not learning. What they knew 10 years ago is what they know today. They're not learning. They're not adjusting. They are stuck on old information, old superstitions. They are not updating their ideas, their belief. They are not finding new magic. They're not finding new magic. They're stuck on the old magic. And just like anything that gets old, I've told you, just like your milk and your bread have a shelf life, so do your old superstitions. And here you are, not finding new magic. Not finding new poetry of the human experience. Instead, you're finding old ones and you're sticking to it. And those old ideas of magic have grown stale, have grown poisonous, and now they're doing more harm than good. These are people living a dead life. They're trying to force themselves. They're trying to induce excitement through old magic. Or they're completely cut off from any idea of magic because they're not open to learning something new, experiencing something new. They have that same crap, different day mentality. They are disconnected from that oxygen of life. And they are disconnected from themselves. They're living a dead life. How would your life be different if you got something to be enthusiastic about? And I don't mean something outside of you. What if you are that something to be enthusiastic about? What if you could perform a spiritual, psychological, and emotional CPR on yourself and breathe life back into your goals, life back into your dreams, life back into your relationships? Do you remember when your relationship wasn't dead? Well, I know your spouse may be sitting right next to you right now, and you can both, oh, no, we're just fine. But I know both of you right now are thinking of a time when your relationship wasn't dead. And you were living a dead relationship. Are you living a dead career? Are you living a dead family life? Are you stuck? Stuck on the old magic. You're still trying to squeeze the juice out of the old magic, and it's becoming more dogma than magic. It is becoming more rules than experience. Are you stuck in death? So we talk about birth. We talk about that moment that you come to life as a baby and as a human every day. I come to life in the morning and I am so blessed. I feel so blessed because I know that every day brings with it an opportunity. I know that every day brings with it the chance for me to learn something, to experience something, to share something, to participate in something greater than I am, and something that I get to inject what I have to offer in it. I get to share, I get to love, I get to live and be alive. How could I not be excited? And then I see my brothers and sisters, I see so many of you out there living a dead life. Same shit, different day, nothing's new, it's all the same, nothing matters if I do this or I do that. And it just sounds like what a zombie sounds like. And you walk like a zombie, and you talk like a zombie, and you think like a zombie, because you've been telling yourself this lie. You've been telling yourself this lie that has emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually killed you, because you have deprived yourself from the oxygen of life. And now you live that death. Not because that's how you're supposed to live, but because that's how you're choosing to live. And even if you were blind to it before, you're hearing it now. And if you continue forward living that dead life again, it's because it's how you're choosing to live. So let's talk about the in-between. We talked about death. We talked about birth. We talked about death. Let's talk about the in-between. What if you planned your life with this breath? If I know that oxygen is what I need for my body to sustain itself, I also know that goals are what I need for my life to sustain itself, for me to feel alive, to be alive. I have to feel that I'm moving towards a purpose. I can't imagine anything more dark and abyss-like than going through the motions of a 24-hour day with no purpose. I cannot imagine what that would feel like. I know what it looks like. I know what it sounds like. I am surrounded by people who do this. I know what it looks like, and I know what it sounds like. I can't imagine what it would feel like. I don't want to feel that way if I know that no matter what problem I may encounter, no matter what thing may be in front of me, I have the opportunity every morning when I wake up. I have the opportunity to challenge it, to overcome it, to understand it, to relabel it. I have the opportunity to be the greatest version of myself. You may not be seeing me any differently. I know that I'm different. That is the power of living in between birth and death. It is planning your life with breath. Make goals. Why aren't you making goals? If even a small one, small daily goals, just to show you progress, to give you something to work towards. How many people deprive themselves of this? Too many people. Most people listening will go through the day and it looks exactly like yesterday, even though you listen to the show all the time, and I'm telling you, that is a spiritual death sentence. You're still doing it. Give yourself a little goal. Give yourself a little goal. An empowered life in between is one with little goals, big goals. It is one with achievements. It is one with, it's a journey. You can't have a journey if you're not moving. It's a journey. It's a journey towards a worthy goal, a journey in which you encounter others. Maybe you pick up others. Maybe they pick you up. There's a little of everything going on there. I know the people that I journey with, the people I keep close, Sometimes they're picking me up. Sometimes I'm picking them up. But we're all on a journey. We give ourselves goals, things to do, ways to participate in a grand endeavor. We participate. We share. And with every goal, with every participation, with every bit of sharing, with every act of love, with every act of commitment, with every act is a new breath of oxygen we take in. That's the in-between. That's the in-between. And with that in-between moving and breathing and nourishing your journey, moving towards your journey, towards a worthy goal, picking up others, sharing with others, all this movement produces what we call growth. Your growth is based on what? A baby born to a baby that's now 10 years old. What is its growth dependent on? The growth is what time to pass combined with the knowledge and stimulus absorbed. Your growth is directly connected with your environment and the stimulus you're presented with. So we see these, we see some parents who maybe from baby to, I don't know, what's not baby anymore? Let's say seven. Seven's not baby anymore, right? So 7 years old, from baby to 7 years old, we see a seven-year-old who was brought up by parents who understood the breath of life and gave them little goals and little tasks and taught them things and stimulated them not only with the old magic but with the new magic, with new ideas and new inspirations and empowerment. And you see a seven-year-old who's brought up on that and then put them next to a seven-year-old who had negligent parents. And you'll see that with negligent parents, this child may actually be smaller because of actual nutrition, and they may be more small-minded because of spiritual and stimulus malnutrition. Your growth is directly connected with your environment and the stimulus you're presented with. We don't have much control as we're kids, but there's no kids listening to this show. There are only adults listening to this show. And even if you're a teen, one of those teens that listen on their bus ride or some, I know that some schools make this available, even if you're someone in your later teens, you're old enough to know that if you want to grow and in this in-between place, you need to plan breath into your life. Surround yourself with knowledge. Stimulate your mind. It is never too late. Anyone who says you can't teach an old dog new tricks is ignorant beyond description. That is false. That is ignorance of our ancestors that gets passed down as wisdom. Folks, some wisdom is blithering ignorance. And we need not celebrate it as anything other than that. You can't teach an old dog new tricks is one of those things. Blithering ignorance that used to be wisdom, but now we know better. You are never too old to dynamically enrich your brain, to stimulate your life, and to surround yourself with knowledge. It may not be as convenient. It may not be as easy, but it is never too late to breathe life back into your in-between. What's your plan for your life? If it's to be idle, if it's to be stagnant, if it's to be unenthused, you're doing fine. But if it's to be exciting, if it's to be successful, if it's to be happy, if it's to be vibrant, if it's to be loving, if it's to be a close, cohesive family, a close, cohesive unit with your friends, if it's to be dynamic at work, a leader, if it's to be strong, no matter what it is, no matter what it is, you have to plan it and live it so. Take your breath. Right now, we're all in the in-between. take your breath. Don't allow yourself to be spiritually, emotionally, or psychologically dead anymore. Breathe oxygen back in. Stop living a dead life. Stop living a dead marriage. Stop living a dead relationship. Stop living a dead career. Stop living a dead friendship. Stop living a dead family. Stop living a dead life. Breathe life back into it. Recognize that every single day is brand new. Every single moment is brand new. Allow yourself to see the birth that is given all day long. We love seeing things come alive. Let's make sure that because we love seeing things come alive, that we give ourselves the opportunity to see these things come alive every day. And if you're saying same crap, different day, you are assassinating the truth. You are murdering the truth. You are killing opportunity with that lie. And all you're doing is it's a prolonged form of suicide, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually. Recognize today as your day to come alive again, your day to breathe life back into this incredible human experience of yours. And start with your goals. Start your journey up again. Today is your day. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. Let's talk about this some more when we get back. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Of course, don't forget to check out our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't move.
Believe this, but you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's going to be the best kid in the world. This kid's going to be somebody better than anybody ever knew. And you grew up good and wonderful. It was great just watching you every day. It was like a privilege. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that. I'm always going to love you no matter what. No matter what happens. You're my son. You're my blood. You're the best thing in my life. But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't going to have a life. Don't forget to visit your mother.
Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, ai. Delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, hein? Música. sou a menina mais linda. Tomei coragem e comecei a falar. Como é que é, vai? Nossa, nossa, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego. Delícia, delícia, assim você me mata. Ai, se eu te pego, ai, ai, se eu te pego, seba.
Hey, 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 welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Hey, don't forget, you can check out every single show we have ever done 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. Check out stevemaraboli.com for all updates on what we're up to. What else we got? We got Facebook. We've got Twitter. We're on YouTube. We're doing all right, getting our stuff out there. Pinterest. Pinterest people loving Pinterest. I think Pinterest is fantastic. So we're on there as well. Everything that we do is 100% free. And so check out the hub for this radio show. No matter where you're listening or how you're listening, the hub is at empoweredlivingradio.com. So make sure you check that out for upcoming shows and any other information about the show, what we're up to and what changes we may be making or not. Everything you'd find out at empoweredlivingradio.com. Today we're talking about birth, death, in between, and after. So before the break, I talked about birth and how we traditionally look at birth and we love it. There's very few times that we think something negative, yet we find so many ways. I think in my journey of understanding this human experience, I've always been surprised at how often we find ways to limit our own happiness. So we know that something makes us happy and makes us excited, and we limit it. We immediately put limitations. Oh, can't be happy, can't be happy. And we put these limitations on ourselves, and then we spend the rest of the time figuring out how to be happy if we know what we like. We know what we like. You know what you like. We know what we like, and we limit ourselves to this happiness. Birth is something we like. When you're young, old, anytime you're turning over a new leaf, every time that you set a New Year's resolution, even though you didn't follow it, at the beginning, what was so exciting about it was that you were giving birth to something. You were turning over that new leaf. You were getting ready to start a new you. Or you had a new relationship, and that was exciting. It's new and exciting. Why? Because you're giving birth to something. So we know that this is what we like. We know that this is what we like, and yet we delude ourselves because we're not critical thinkers in our own life. We limit ourselves. So you're stuck in a dead, stagnant relationship. And you think that the answer right away is a new relationship. And then what happens when that one's dead and stagnant? You think another one's a new relationship. And we forget to check the depth and the breadth of our relationships. Taking that relationship and making it new. Making sure it's not a dead relationship because the interest is dead. But making sure that you're not just having outdated versions of yourselves. You can open a computer program. The computer program won't work for you. You can classify it as dead if you'd like, but you know that all you have to do is download the updated version, and then it'll work for you just fine. Sometimes relationships are like that. You have to check the depth and the breadth. Make your relationship new and exciting. If you're not seeing it with new eyes, then you're missing it. You're missing it. A lot of times the beauty of this life isn't about the new things. It's about you seeing it as new. I mean, your life is limited. Your exposure to things is limited. So you have to draw in the new. You have to have these empowered labels, these empowered ideas. This is up to you to have. Life will not deliver them for you. Life brings you nothing labeled. Remember that. So we give birth to things. I like to live every day as if it's an entire life. It sounds weird, but guess what? I'm happy, I'm empowered, and wow, do I get a lot done. I wake up in the morning with the understanding that this day is brand new. And this isn't some new age touchy-feely stuff. I mean, it can be if you want to turn it into that. You can absolutely adorn it with all the ornaments of your spiritual experience. Do that. I would never want to limit you from that. But also understand that it's actually true that every day is brand new. It's absolutely brand new. The calendar will tell you so. The mirror will tell you so. Every day is brand new. And you have this opportunity. You have the opportunity to bring this day to life or to stab it right away. Sometimes I walk into the local deli. That's the local delicatessen. I'll go in there sometimes for some morning breakfast, something to drink, whatever. And I'll get there pretty early. I'm getting to work pretty early these days, and I'll get there really early, and you'll see some people coming in, grumpy, first thing in the morning, grumpy. You just got up. How could you possibly be angry? You just got up. How can you have already assassinated this day? You don't know what today brings. Today you may meet your soulmate. Today you may meet your child might become engaged. Maybe they meet their soulmate. Today you might run into a bag of money. Today your car that wasn't working is working great. Today someone may have given you a gift certificate. My point is there's so many things that today can be. But within the first minutes of you waking up, you've already stabbed it to death with same crap, different day nonsense. Oh, Steve, that's easy for you to say. I know somebody's saying that out there. Oh, that's easy for you to say. You don't go to my job. You don't wake up next to my husband. I get it. Your life is the worst. I get it. And you're the only one. Of all the people the thousands of people I've spoken with, the thousands of people I've watched transform their lives, you're right. You're the one whose life is untransformable. What do you think the chances of that are? Famously, some of my celebrity clients, their life looked pretty untransformable, but they got up. They got up, and guess what they did? Did they undo the things they did? No, you can't do that. So we didn't focus on that at all. Why would I try and focus something like that? Instead, what they did was focus on the blessings of this day. They focused on the opportunity of this day. And they did that every single day. They got rid of that idea of, oh, there's nothing I can do. I've done too much damage. They got rid of those things dead people say. Oh, I wish I could change it. They got rid of all those things dead people say. And said, what can I do today to bring life to how I want my life to be? Not how it is, but how I want it to be. How do I today start acting as if? How do I today start being the change? And that's how you get out of that. So as long as you're listening to me tell you this, and as long as you're cutting me off and saying, oh, Steve, you don't know how hard it is, you're right. Then look how that frame of mind is working for you. Isn't it working for you so terrifically? Or maybe you cannot be one of those people I mentioned, one of those people that are closed off from new information. You are stuck in your old magic. Don't be one of those. Open your eyes to new magic, to new realities, to new experiences. Open your eyes to that. And you'll be able to breathe life and breathe change into your life. What happens when we say things like same crap, different day, not only is it annoying to hear, but when you do that, you are subconsciously and consciously giving away, throwing away the power you have in your life. Same crap, different day is a definition you're giving to this day. Before the day even started, you're defining it. Matt, would you do that to a person? What if when I was a kid, and I'm sure some people did do this, what if when I was a kid, somebody just looked at me and said, oh, no, that's a kid of immigrants. He'll grow up to be a painter, painting houses. Maybe he'll mow the lawn. Same crap, different day kind of mentality. You're labeling something that you have no business labeling. You don't know. You don't know what that kid is going to grow up to do. You don't know. Just like you don't know what this day is going to unfold to be. Why murder it before it even has a chance? Why murder it? Don't murder it. Instead, give yourself the opportunity to see magic in this day. And I don't mean hocus pocus magic. I mean, holy shit, I can change my life today magic. I mean real stuff. If you've listened to me long enough, you know I'm not into hocus pocus magic. I don't think any of the stuff that I've built in my 15 plus years of building things, I don't think any of that was built with hocus pocus. I know that I got off my ass, I made a plan, and I breathed life into my goals, my dreams, and I followed it and I stayed committed to it. And it happened. It happened because I brought it to life. It happened because I surrounded myself with people who inspired me. It happened because I cut away the people who poisoned me. It happened because I created it that way. So I'm not talking about magic in a hocus pocus. I'm talking about, with all my degrees and knowledge from humanism to science, that I have learned that we are so badass, so capable, that it's like magic. To me, the truth is magic. That's how awesome I have found us to be. So imagine you were to find the magic in your life and stop murdering it first thing in the morning. Finding the magic in your relationship. Finding the magic in your family. Finding the magic in learning new things. I was just telling my friends now that how great it is to not be stuck on old ideas. You know, when you listen to the show, you listen to the first shows and you listen to the shows now, and you see what you see is a gradual evolution of thought process. And why you see that? Because I allow new information. I'm not stuck in my old ideas. My ideas, like me, are alive. And I learn new things. So maybe years ago I may have said, well, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Sprouting it out as wisdom, when in fact today I know that it is powerful ignorance. But I'm not stuck to it. I don't have to fight to the death to stick with that idea that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. I welcome new information. We were just talking about how great it is to be able to welcome new information. Back in the day, I would have easily thought that biblical teachings were actual history. And because I allow new information, I realize, wow, you know, it's actually a spiritual poetry. And even if the stuff can't be proven and some of the stuff can be blatantly proven wrong, it doesn't matter to me because I allow information and I allow it to be cultivated by that information instead of feeling threatened because I'm too stuck to old dogma and old ignorance. And I see that now. I see it now. And it's not just religious stuff. Religious stuff is plenty. You can see that kind of dogma and stuff. To me, in many ways, religion itself has kind of jumped the shark. It's doing it to itself because it's so stuck in its own dogma and its own ridiculousness that people can't see the new magic in those same stories. That you can find new magic, but they're so stuck in the old magic, which is actually turned into poison, to poison more than it heals. And that's, you know, something we watch play out every day. But that's not even it. That's a small part of it, believe it or not. The bigger part of it is in the small things, not the huge philosophical ideas of where we come from and who the gods are. Those are huge philosophical ideas that people have been fighting about forever and will always fight about. What I'm talking about is the small ones, the same crap, different day. Those are the poisons that sneak up on you. That's the pebble in your shoe. That's not the big boulder. That's the pebble in your shoe. Same crap, different day. Oh, you know, all men are the same. All women are the same. All this is the same. All black people are the same. All Hispanics are the same. All Asians are the same. It's those little dead statements we make. It's those little dead statements we make that sometimes slowly suffocate us into living a dead life. Imagine how great your life would be if you took a second to consciously say, wait a second. Steve was talking about people living a dead life. He was talking about zombies and the kind of things that zombies say. And I feel a little pissed off. I kind of want to punch him in the face because he was kind of pointing out at me, and I'm glad. I'm glad you feel that way. I'm glad you want to punch me in the face because at least that's something new you're feeling today. At least it's something new you're feeling today. You're waking up to today. You're waking up. Now go beyond that and recognize in your own truth that you're not angry that I said it. You're actually angry that it's true. Now you want to punch me in the face again. I get it. But as that cycle goes, you'll realize that maybe you were living a dead life. And maybe that amazing woman sitting next to you or that amazing man sitting next to you, you don't have to be living that dead life. Maybe you can have an updated version of your relationship. Maybe you can breathe life back into your relationship. Maybe sitting in your cubicle or driving your bus or going to work in your office or going to work at the site or going wherever you're going to work, maybe it doesn't have to be a dead career. Maybe the career isn't what was dead, but instead, I know this is an unpopular truth, but instead maybe it was you. Maybe it was you that stopped taking in the oxygen of life. Maybe it was you that stopped feeding your need for the next moment. Maybe it was you that stopped seeking things to be enthusiastic about. Maybe it was you. And when you realize that it was you, you'll see. First of all, you'll lament probably that you just threw away however many years. But then get over that quickly. There's nothing you could do about that. The good news is you have right now, you have today to exhaust yourself with the celebration of birth, the birth of you, the birth of a day, the birth of opportunity, the birth of the opportunity to love, to forgive, to share, to commit, to hug, to kiss, to dance, to sing, the birth of that opportunity. You can celebrate that. And finally, get away from living that dead life and start living a life of abundance, a life of breath, a life of depth, and a life of success. And that's what that in-between is about. It's about growth. It is the journey. And you can't have that journey unless you're moving. So move. And of course, we've talked about birth, we've talked about death, we've talked about in between, and I think what I've gotten the most feedback is about is the after. Oh, believe me, folks, you are not any more intrigued by the afterlife than I am. I am definitely intrigued at the afterlife, but what I'm learning is that nobody knows. We have theories, and I know I have my own theories, but nobody knows. And something that was really that was really liberating to me. Something that was very liberating in my own personal life was coming to terms with that statement about the afterlife. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. So why am I approaching that unlike I approach anything else? Anything else that we don't know, I say, well, I'm not going to go crazy over something I don't know and can't know. I'm going to focus on and empower the things I do know. So what do I know? I have theories about the afterlife like anybody else. But what I do know is that the afterlife is lived through the memories of those you've touched. Your afterlife, everyone's afterlife, is lived through the memories of those you've touched. The question becomes, in what way have you touched them? What does your life say? You know, it's been said that that whole gravestone thing, you know, and I see it on my mom's. I see it on my mom's, that dash in the middle. You know, you have that one date of when they were born, and you have that one date of when they died, and a dash in the middle. And it's like, holy cow, that your whole life is that dash in the middle. Your whole life. Me and my siblings and her husband and the time she's laughed and loved and the times that she liked going to the beaches and the foliage and the dancing and the food and the times that she was proud of me and the times she wanted to kill me and the times she was proud of my siblings and the times she wanted to kill them and the times that she was loving my dad and the times that she wanted to kill, all those stresses about life and money and the happiness and the singing and the dancing and the wine and the food and every single thing is in that dash and contained in the memories of those she touched. So if your life's contained in that dash, what does it say? Your life. What does your life say? Do you want it to say same crap, different day? Do you want the people of whom your afterlife is experienced through? Do you want them to live same crap, different day? Every morning? There's nothing you can do about life. It just is what it is. Or do you want your afterlife to be lived through the memories of those you've touched and their thinking? Now there's a person who breathed life. There's a person who found something to be enthusiastic about. There's a person who lived. There's a person who gave birth to things, to goals, to dreams. There's a person who helped me give birth to my goals and dreams. There's a person who got up off the ground and sometimes resurrected themselves from death, emotional, psychological, and spiritual death. There is a person who lived. We are talking about their life because they lived. There is a person who is enthusiastic about life, who found magic, who found excitement, who found how to learn. There is a person who did not remain stagnant. They grew. They shared. They loved. They were alive. Folks, birth, death, in between and after, it's all a cycle of how you live and how you die. It's how you tackle this experience of life Do you hold on to old things that no longer work and are no longer applicable? Do you hold on to the same poisons that have been poisoning you for years? Or do you finally stand up and recognize that if you want something different, you got to do something different? And oh no, although it seems simple, it is not easy, and that's fine because I'm here to experience life. And sometimes the experience of life is a struggle. Sometimes the experience of life is wanting in with every cell in your body to go back to the same comfortable routine, even if you know that routine is poisonous, even if you know that routine is killing you, you want to go back to it, but it's sticking to your gauges and saying, I know that I want to go back to sitting on the couch. I know that I want to go back to ignoring my spouse. I know that I want to go back to that cigarette. I want to go back to that alcohol. I want to go back to eating unhealthy. I want to go back to complaining about my career. I want to go back to being a victim. But my gauges know that if I want something different, I got to do something different. That without change, progress is impossible. Let me not take a step backwards. I won't go the whole way today, but let me just take one step forward. And when you take one step forward, you take another breath of life. And that inspires the next step. And that inspires the next step. And that inspires the next step. And before you know it, you're living the journey of life. A journey that happens every single day. It is not a long journey. It is a culmination of many small journeys. And these are journeys that you fuel with the oxygen of life, your goals, your dreams, the things you are enthusiastic about, your family, your love, the things you birth. Have them fuel a life well lived. Stop living a dead life. Find something to be enthusiastic about. Find something to be enthusiastic about, and then plan your life in a way that you encounter those things all the time. Every day is brand new. Every day brings you opportunities for a comeback. Every day brings you opportunities for a new, inspired life. If you're not seeing it this way, you're lying to yourself. Recognize the abundant opportunity in front of you. Stop murdering your days before they even get up. Embrace the truth of your badass ability to change your life. And then put your head down and experience this day and plow through that nonsense that's going to keep you held back. You are better than that. You are stronger than that. And you are worth more than that. That is the truth. That is your truth. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Make sure you check out all of our shows at empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. You can check out stevemaraboli.com. Tell your friends, tell your families, tell strangers, tell everyone you know about what we're doing. stevemaraboli.com, empoweredlivingradio.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube, we're on Pinterest. Get out there and live. Be unapologetically you. Get out there and live. You're listening to Empowered Living. I'm Steve Maraboli. We'll see you next time.
A Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.